49 years ago in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court created, which was created as a guardian for the nation's constitution, instead became arrogant social policy activists. The court declared that they found in the Constitution the right of a mother to kill her child in the womb, the right of abortion. The court now has the opportunity in the Mississippi case to at least partially correct that lie. When we make our decisions on any public policy issue, the first place we ought to look is the Word of God, isn't it? The inerrant Word of God. What does the Bible say about life in the womb? In the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, God tells us He created all human life, male and female, in the image of God. Then God instructed mankind, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. In addition, because all human life bears God's image, it is a capital crime to shed the blood of a man, or any human being. God told Noah after the flood, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. Regarding life in the womb, God's word tells us that he is intimately involved in the creation of every human being who ever lived. Psalm 139 says, for you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And then it goes on to say this, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. In other words, God has formed each child ever conceived with unique gifts and a unique soul in the womb before the child is born. Science confirms that from the point of conception on, each child is a separate human being with a different genetic makeup from the parents from whom he came. Committed lifelong marriage is God's plan for birthing and bringing up children and preventing child killing. Children are most likely to be welcomed in marriage, aren't they? And much less likely to be welcomed by single parents. Marriage is under attack everywhere, especially as career-centered and sexually perverse lifestyles and the Marxist idea of unfettered fornication without consequences become more common. In 2008, babies born in this nation included 70% of all black babies out of wedlock, 52% of Hispanic babies the same way, 29% of Caucasian babies, and 12% of Asian babies. By abandoning marriage, we greatly increase the opportunity for murder of our young by abortionists. Now, of those who choose abortion, 96.5% say that they did it for social or economic reasons. That was the reason they destroyed their child. In other words, the child is sacrificed because of the inconvenience and economic cost to the parents. Has the Bible something to say about that? Well, you know it does. The Bible roundly condemns child sacrifice to gain the favor of a false god. For example, Deuteronomy 12:31 says this, every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they even burn their sons and daughters in fire to their gods. And Jeremiah delivers God's condemnation on the residents of Jerusalem when he says, they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire. When will we stop sacrificing our children on the altar of personal convenience? Consider the unrelenting pressure that our society puts on the unmarried pregnant woman. If she has a job, how will she find time to birth and care for a child? The irresponsible father of the child often says that he doesn't want a child and he's not going to pay for a child and she's on her own if she goes forward. But he will pay for an abortion, or she can always get an abortion for tax-free at taxpayer's expense. She's told abortion has to be okay because it's legal and it's a woman's constitutional right. Doctors and medical clinics encourage abortion as a medical choice. It brings to mind the first chapter of Romans, which Joe quoted earlier this morning. It ends up by saying, those who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things deserve death, not only do the same, but approve of those who practice them. They promote this sin. In contrast, God's word warns of judgment on a nation which allows the blood of innocents to be spilled without punishment. In Numbers 35:33, God warns, "So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for it, for the blood that was shed upon it, except the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell." Those are God's words. What an ominous warning that word carries for our country. Do we understand that the blood of 70 million innocent babies killed by abortion in this nation since 1973 cries out from American soil for God's judgment? Almighty God, your word is truth, and we have sinned. We have destroyed without cause the life of millions of persons created in your image. The killing and carnage must stop, Lord. Convict us of our sin. Convict the abortionists and the chemists and the drug manufacturers. Convict our judges and our lawmakers. Convict the church. Convict all of us. And bring our hearts to repentance by the power of Jesus. Amen.